Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So, I don't know why anybody would do this. The Florida man decided he got a DUI on his bicycle because he was trying to run away from police. A 28-year-old Florida man, he was arrested. They were trying to get him to stop. He was charged with fleeing and eluding. He was on a bicycle impeding traffic. He was at 9 a.m. The police responded. He did not stop. They had their lights and sirens going. The individual in question, Clayton Guy Peavy, kept pedaling. He just pedaled faster. So he finally stopped after he got tired, and they booked him into Monroe County Jail on a $7,500 bond. He actually thought he was going to out-pedal the police. He thought he's going to out-pedal them. And he was drunk as a skunk on his bike in the middle of the highway, apparently. That's what they call the police. Why would you do that? I don't know. I mean, a Florida man, this is CBS 12, he was caught hiding in insulation after he broke into somebody's home.
Oh, boy.
Ugh. That's so bad. Lee County Sheriff's Office said deputies responded to a burglary in progress. And at the house, they were told that an unknown man walked in but never left. So they heard somebody in the attic, and they went up. They found a 5-gallon bucket under the attic along with debris on the floor. And they told him to come down multiple times. He refused. So they had to use a non-lethal gas to force him out of the attic. Even with that, he didn't come down. So then they had to use a canine unit. And they found 44-year-old Bruce Davis, who looks like he's 70,
yeah,
buried under insulation with his face pressed against an air duct to breathe fresh air. And he was totally buried under insulation. Oh, my gosh. It's so bad. Oh, so they found all kinds of stuff. He had tools. He broke into the house. All of this. He has a lengthy criminal history, including theft and multiple drug charges. So he was charged with burglary and resisting an officer. Oh, man, that just makes me itch just looking at the photos of it. It's awful. A Florida man held on to a drawbridge for dear life as it raised to allow boats to go by. This is in Miami just yesterday. He was on the drawbridge, and there's like all these aerial photos, and he just had to hang. It was on the Intercoastal Waterway. It was on Bricknell City Center. And of course, somebody on TikTok was watching the events unfold and recorded it. I mean, golly, did you call the police maybe? They said that the bridge was raised and lowered back down. There was no police in sight. And you can't play the video because he cusses literally throughout the whole thing, which makes it entirely unplayable. But he looked out his window and he saw a guy stuck on the bridge. I guess the guy was crossing the bridge, walking across the bridge. And it's up entirely vertical. And the guy's hanging onto it for dear life. Like, I guess on a crack or something in the pavement. Oh. Well, okay, so here's my question. Don't laugh at me. I've never seen a drawbridge raise up like that. I've never seen a drawbridge in my life.
Really?
Never have. But I would just imagine it's not like they flip up really fast. You know, it takes some time. I mean, I'm just looking at the distance. I could have easily sprinted down. I could have easily, and I'm a distance runner who's not a great sprinter, I could have easily sprinted down. So this guy, it was entirely vertical, and this guy was hanging on to the pavement, right, as the boats were allowed to pass underneath.
No thanks.
It doesn't show the whole bridge raising up. It just shows it partway up. But they, I mean, it's slow, right?
Right.
Why didn't he just run back down to level ground? Why is he a moron? Because if he would have fallen, he'd have broken his neck. What is wrong with you, Miami man? What is wrong with you? Oh. Yeah, well, I mean, most of them, they're endearing. This guy's just dumb. He's just hanging on for dear life. If you're a regular listener, then you've heard me talk about Kel-Tec and all the reasons why they're one of my personal favorites when it comes to firearms. Privately owned family company, Kel-Tec has been making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms since 1995. Driven by creativity, Kel-Tec doesn't just copy other weapons on the market. They innovate, new ones, including the new P-50. The P-50 platform is based around a 50-round double-stack magazine, which lays horizontally along the top of the grip. The 5.7 cartridge comes in several variants, from sporting, hunting, to personal defense, and with how easy it handles, it's smooth shooting because it's well-balanced and thus accurate. You can definitely see Kel-Tec's reliability and quality at work. The P-50 is fun on the range, but it's also great for serious home protection. To find out more about the P-50 and all other Kel-Tec weapons and products, check out KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Kel-Tec, creating innovative quality firearms to help secure your world. KelTecWeapons.com. Now, the president is traveling around the country trying to sell everybody on his budget, which nobody's buying because everyone's broke. No one believes you. I saw this story. It's from CNN. They're trying to make you feel better about being broke. No joke. It says, they go, the high price of eggs and other breakfast staples is forcing some to look for cheaper alternatives. How about ramen? You know how much sodium's in ramen? Those little ramen instant cups? I think it smells like feet. The cups. I don't like instant anything in a cup. You know how much processing goes in that? That's so bad for you. If it comes in a cup, you put it in a microwave, find something better to eat. I mean, get some fruit. Something. This is bad. Juice. They're saying Cup of Noodles, the budget-friendly food company, has created a breakfast version of their instant ramen. It mixes together the flavors of sausage and maple syrup pancakes and eggs in a saucy texture come to life with water. So it's noodles, but with, like, sausage flavor. We're never getting out of this segment. What happened?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. I think I'd rather starve to death. Oh my gosh. Sausage flavored noodles, Kane.
I was wondering what bugs they recommend with ramen.
I mean, I would almost rather eat them.
Crickets?
Yeah. Chicken flavor.
Cricket ramen is fire.
This is horrible. I would legit starve to death. I would eat dirt. It has minerals in it. I mean, I would eat that. Oh my gosh. I can't. Okay, let's get back to them. So it's going to be on sale for $1.18 at select Walmart stores, and you can get it on the website. I mean, they had a pumpkin spice ramen last fall. I saw people riot over that, basically. But it's flavor. It's sausage flavor. How do you make sausage flavor? Shut up. You know what I mean? How is that? Or chicken flavor? It doesn't have those things in it. It's just the flavor. It's
the bouillon.
That's gross.
It's the reduced.
They're not going to have no egg bouillon.
It's the reduced and freeze-dried. I guess it would be the broth.
So gross.
And then
egg broth. I
don't, the thing is, I'm a fan of ramen. I like ramen. I mean, maybe not the instant stuff like you said. Like Juan's showing that on the screen right now.
Yeah, there's no way. I don't.
But I like the ramen. You go to a nice Japanese restaurant.
Yeah.
Nice
no,
Korean
I like noodles.
Restaurant.
This oh, is not that.
No, it is not.
This is,
it is not.
This is evil in a cup. That is going to get you, is what it is. If my grandmother was alive, she'd be like, that's of the devil right there. It's of the devil. Of the devil.
which instant food will you tolerate? Mine's mashed potatoes.
None. I literally will not eat instant food. I will go hungry. I'm not kidding you.
I try to avoid the microwave as much as possible, but I'll do popcorn in the microwave still.
Oh, that's
the one thing that I did when I was in college was the Hot Pocket.
Oh man!
Yeah, dude.
They don't make them like that anymore.
No, they don't. They where and you're, like I probably had like I don't understand the degrees, but I probably had like 50,000th yeah. degree burns on my yeah. roof of my mouth or something. I'm like it burns
Kelvin.
Your lips right off. Yeah, I mean, it's just the Hot Pocket's so hot when it comes out, and then there's always that one cold piece of meat in the middle that's nasty, and then you're like, why do I eat Hot Pockets? And then you forget about that when you eat another Hot Pocket the next time. So that's the only thing that I ever did. I don't eat. And that was when I was in college. I don't eat processed food because there's something about it. I just can't eat it. It's just weird to me. I think it's just as I got older and I had kids, I don't know. I can't. I will MacGyver up something in the kitchen based on like nothing. And we got some panko flakes here and got some almond milk and paprika. Go to town. I don't know. It's just like all, I don't know. I just can't. Do you eat instant food? It's so bad for you. You know how much sodium's in that?
Nope, not anymore. There's been a long time. I've been making my own food for quite a while now.
Oh, I just can't. So anyway, but see, here's the thing. We're all broke and getting, you know, like eggs are so ridiculously expensive. Produce is so expensive. So they're sitting here. I mean, you got Biden out there talking about ice cream and people are like, well, I guess I'll have some egg flavored noodles in a cup for a dollar. I mean, come on. And what was he talking about? Can someone, I know, I didn't mean to go down this road, but can someone tell me what in the world, what is that ice cream brand? Hold up. Let me just Google this live right here. I think it's the
same brand that Nancy Pelosi had in her fridge.
Okay. So it's the Jenny ice cream,
yeah.
J-E-N-I. What is up with them and Democrats? It's like, is this a cult? Every Democrat is eating it and they talk about it at some point. I read it somewhere that it is a, that they're a big supporter of Democrats or something like that, and they donate to Democrats, and that's why. Because Nancy Pelosi had two of her Sub-Zero drawers, she had like $25,000 freezers, two of them, and she pulled out her drawers, and they were filled to the brim with this stuff, this Jenny ice cream stuff, and it is so dang expensive. You get a little bitty bit. A little bitty bit is what you. So one of the. Hold up. I don't know how many ounces this is. Well, look at the ounces. It's like $13 for a little bitty thing. It looks like a cup. What? Just tell me how much is in it, you stupid website.
8 ounces a pint.
8 ounces? It doesn't even say because all the decoration on the front of it.
So it'd be 16 ounces if it's a pint. Half pint is 8 ounces.
Oh my gosh. One pint is $12 without tax. $12.
So... Oh my gosh, almost a dollar an ounce.
That's insane. That is absolutely insane. Does it take weight off you as you eat it?
No, it sure doesn't.
Who's going to pay that much for ice cream? I mean, so Nancy Pelosi had, she had, I mean, we froze it at one point. Weren't we counting how many things she had in there and added? She had like something like $150 worth of ice cream in her drawer. Just one drawer. She said she had another drawer. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So she probably had like 200 worth. She had, I mean, I'm not exaggerating. There were tons of them in that drawer. She's like, I just have my ice. Biden was talking about this the other day. He was talking about how he liked this ice cream. People are so damn broke. They're talking about eating egg flavored instant noodles that sell for $1.18 at Walmart for breakfast. You have legacy press outlets that are promoting this as a thing for people to do to save money. And he's out there gumming this $12 a pint, no tax ice cream. I was loving drinking ice cream. Oh my gosh. Completely tone deaf. I mean, for real, why is that ice cream so expensive? Why do Democrats like it so much? I mean, I have some theories, but man. It's just completely tone deaf.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So BuzzFeed is quietly publishing entire AI-generated articles, and not just like the little quizzes and stuff they do. It's like, it's like an experiment of replacing all of the human writers. So they announced plans to start publishing AI-assisted content. But apparently they've been publishing entirely AI authored articles. So do you remember back when everyone was saying, oh, well, journalists should learn to code and people were being kicked off social media for that? Well, it looks apparently like the code learned to journalist. So I don't know what they're, I guess that's it. There you go. Also, Disney, they're eliminating its metaverse division as part of their company layoffs plans. I'm going to talk about what they try to do. That what is that? The rule of perpetuities, all that stuff came up yesterday, and everyone thinks that Disney had like this big thing over, you know, the Florida governor and the Republicans trying to stop them from bending over taxpayers. But I don't think it's going to go how they plan. But Disney has had to eliminate its Goofy metaverse division because they've been laying so many people off. I mean, they're having an absolute fit right now. Disney's not doing well. I don't know if Bob Iger is going to be able to reverse it. I don't know if their new board is going to be. I don't know. But it's just not going over well at all. Also, about the other couple of other things to hit. Denmark said that they discovered and identified a mysterious object found next to the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. It was a smoke buoy found at the depth of 73 meters. And they said that... they retrieved it. It didn't look any longer suspicious, but they said it's an empty maritime smoke buoy, which was used for visual marking. It doesn't pose a safety risk. So it wasn't, you know, proof of any kind of, you know, like, because I know Russia is accusing the United States. The United States is like, why are you crazy? The FDA is approving over-the-counter sales of Narcan. Nasal spray, all of that amid the ongoing opioid crisis. Man, you know it's bad when they're pushing that over the counter. So they want to reduce overdose deaths driven by illicit opioids. So now they have a Narcan nasal spray that's going to be available over the counter. Apparently, NASA is going to name the first lunar astronaut crew in 50 years. Two Americans, one Canadian, to crew Artemis II. They're apparently going to announce it in about a week on April 3rd. NASA, along with the Canadian Space Agency, are going to together showcase their team that's going to go to the moon on Artemis II. It's supposed to launch no sooner than November of 2024. They're going to loop around the moon during the first ever human lunar mission since the landing of the Apollo 17 in December of 1972. So it's kind of very interesting. Additionally, let's see, I got a couple of other things here. Senator Fetterman, John Fetterman, is apparently going to return to the Senate on April 17th.
Okay.
I don't know if that's this year, but that's what they say, that he's apparently going to return on April 17th.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So, I don't know why anybody would do this. The Florida man decided he had a... He got a DUI on his bicycle because he was trying to run away from police. A 28-year-old Florida man, he was arrested. They were trying to get him to stop. He was charged with fleeing and eluding. He was on a bicycle impeding traffic. He was apparently at 9 a.m. Like people, so the police responded. He did not stop. They had their lights and sirens going. The individual in question, Clayton Guy Peavy, kept pedaling. He just pedaled faster. So he finally stopped after he got tired, and they booked him into Monroe County Jail on a $7,500 bond. He actually thought he was going to outpedal the police. He thought he's going to outpedal them. And he was drunk as a skunk on his bike in the middle of the highway, apparently. That's what they call the police. Why would you do that? I don't know. I mean, a Florida man, this is CBS 12, he was caught hiding in insulation after he broke into somebody's home.
Oh,
that's so bad. Lee County Sheriff's Office said deputies responded to a burglary in progress. And at the house, they were told that an unknown man walked in but never left. So they heard somebody in the attic, and they went up. They found a 5-gallon bucket under the attic along with debris on the floor. And they told him to come down multiple times. He refused. So they had to use a non-lethal gas to force him out of the attic. Even with that, he didn't come down. So then they had to use a canine unit. And they found 44-year-old Bruce Davis, who looks like he's 70,
yeah,
buried under insulation with his face pressed against an air duct to breathe fresh air. And he was totally buried under insulation. Oh, my gosh. It's so bad. Oh, so they found all kinds of stuff. You know, he had tools. He broke into the house. They, you know, all of this. He has a lengthy criminal history, including theft and multiple drug charges. So he was charged with burglary and resisting an officer. Oh, man, that just makes me itch just looking at the photos of it. It's awful. A Florida man held onto a drawbridge for dear life as it raised to allow boats to go by. This is in Miami just yesterday. He was on the drawbridge, and there's like all these aerial photos, and he just had to hang it was on the Intercoastal Waterway. It was on Bricknell City Center. And of course, somebody on TikTok was watching the events unfold and recorded it. I mean, golly, did you call the police maybe? They said that the bridge was raised and lowered back down. There was no police in sight. And you can't play the video because he cusses literally throughout the whole thing, which makes it entirely unplayable. But he looked out his window and he saw a guy stuck on the bridge. I guess the guy was crossing the bridge, walking across the bridge. And it's up entirely vertical. And the guy's hanging onto it for dear life. Like, I guess on a crack or something in the pavement. Oh. Well, okay, so here's my question. Don't laugh at me. I've never seen a drawbridge raise up like that. I've never seen a drawbridge in my life.
Really?
Never have. But I would just imagine it's not like they flip up really fast. You know, it takes some time. I mean, I'm just looking at the distance. I could have easily sprinted down. I could have easily, and I'm a distance runner who's not a great sprinter, I could have easily sprinted down. So this guy, it was entirely vertical. And this guy was hanging on to the pavement. Right? As the boats were allowed to pass underneath.
No thanks.
I mean, it doesn't show the whole bridge raising up. It just shows it partway up. But they, I mean, it's slow, right?
Right.
Why didn't he just run back down to level ground? Why is he a moron? Because if he would have fallen, he'd have broken his neck. What is wrong with you, Miami man? What is wrong with you? Oh.
Age-old question.
Yeah, well, I mean, most of them, they're endearing. This guy's just dumb. He's just hanging on for dear life.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.